It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Settle down, you two. You can't do that to me.
I'm sorry.
Maddie,
what are you doing? No, I'm not.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636 is the number to give us a call. Maddie is the name of your news intern.
Yeah, isn't she great?
You know, we got Maddie comes in and brings us marshmallows, homemade.
She made them.
That's why I said they were homemade.
I didn't even know
you could make marshmallows at home.
I did. I think I might have seen it on the Food Channel.
Wow.
I've seen Alton make them.
So Rob and I, we used to have a lady that worked on the Don and Mike show, Alex Cleveland, mm-hmm. who every couple of weeks or so would bring in this special confection. So Rob and I, like, simultaneously when she was in here, we looked at her and asked the exact same question. We turned around and went, do you make Rice Krispie Treats?
Except instead of Rice Krispie Treats.
Hi, hey, these are really good, you know. These are homemade marshmallows are delicious, but I was wondering if there's an outside chance you could make us some blondies with walnuts and stuff.
Making requests now.
She said, what's a blondie? I said, it's like a vanilla brownie.
Rob was wondering if there was a chance you could make a gallon jug of banana pudding.
Bananas.
With bananas on top.
Well, thanks to Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E.
Yeah, she's terrific.
Thanks to Maddie for helping Buzz out on the show and also coming in with that stuff. And
show caterer.
We kind of were. Do you think we were too demanding with her?
I think, you know what? She was a little, not upset, but made nervous by it.
She really seemed ill at ease.
We got her into a crowd. She says, well, I don't make them with Rice Krispies. I make them with healthy cereal, and they're maybe a little better.
Yeah, I thought she was going to jump out of her skin when I said, do you bake?
Do you bake?
You were a bit demanding
there. Maddie, do you bake stuff?
A little intimidating.
Can you bring hamburgers?
Thank you for the marshmallow.
Sandwiches.
But, you know, on the list of, they were very tasty. I had one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a marshmallow.
On the list of things that you get excited about food-wise, you know, marshmallows aren't exactly way up there.
But as far as marshmallows go, those were top-notch.
They tasted like the same kind that you get in the store.
Better. Fresher, I thought, lighter.
And square.
I didn't discern a noticeable difference in the taste.
You know what's great? You can sometimes find them when they're marshmallows, but they have toasted coconut on them.
Toasted coconut.
Love that.
Yeah, you like those? Mm-hmm. Very nice.
All right, still waiting for the first invite to come from the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I'm sure Beth Ann has them, but has not just told us.
We got our patent leather on, got our tux is all ready to go. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get an invite. It's not going to happen.
Be cool if we did.
I'd like to be plugged in, though, Rob.
I'll bring marshmallows if we do.
Yeah, with bananas on top.
Mike, we will get you plugged in.
I would like to be plugged in. I truly would. All right, time for the final buzz of the day. Mm-hmm. Mr. Burbank, who has been just arguing with me incessantly.
I have not.
Yes, pain in the ass.
Yep. I'm calling. Go ahead, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. Hey, when we get punked, we admit it. There were unidentified flying objects over Phoenix Monday night, but now they've been identified as helium balloons with flares attached to them.
For the purpose of...
of conducting a hoax, exactly.
Okay, good for them.
A North Phoenix man now says he saw his neighbor attach the flares to the balloons and release them. And a helicopter pilot for the police confirms that he saw the flares hanging from those balloons in the sky. Quoting the neighbor who's come forward, I feel bad for the people freaking out about this. I could have put the whole thing to rest.
You know, we're all still very undeveloped, aren't we? I mean, we still get excited about, bright, shiny things.
Not since Batman's procedure.
We're all seeing the shiny things in the sky, and we're going, look at that, that's a spaceship. We're all stupid, duh.
Did you see any of the video of the so-called UFO?
No, I did not.
It was actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was very convincing.
The way it happened, the four flares, I guess they were, hung in formation, so it looked like a static object.
It looked intentional.
It really did.
It's aliens, Buzz. I know you've got the news here. Can we take a phone call, a newsmaker phone call?
Well, sure.
Larry, what is your news?
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, after a couple of puffs of that old devil's lettuce, I enjoy a Rice Krispie treat or two.
Thanks for the contribution, Larry. Now back to Buzz Burbank in the news.
The guy who witnessed his neighbor sending up the balloons, he says he also regrets not catching that balloon-releasing neighbor on video. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they were just balloons with flares explains why the objects didn't show up on radar. Now, you can understand how Phoenix TV stations that had that video would get excited and share it with the rest of the world.
Right.
Because there was that incident 11 years ago that even the governor saw, the famous Phoenix Lights, they call them.
Are they getting mad at these people now that perpetrated the hoax? Do they get mad at these?
Well, I think we all feel burned. The news media, the people who wanted to believe.
I don't. I actually, I think if you pull it off, I think it's kind of funny. And I think it makes life interesting.
I love hoaxes.
Yeah, I think it works. I mean, if they do that and they put, how are they hurting anybody? They're putting a few helium balloons out there. You know, people are driving along the interstate and go, it's little green man.
The great gazoo is up in the sky.
Gazoo.
Well, even if the Phoenix incident this week was a hoax, there were the sightings again in St. Augustine, Florida over the weekend, much like the sightings they had there a week before that. And there's the still unexplained incident at Chicago's O'Hare Airport a couple of years ago, witnessed by multiple high-ranking airline employees. Now, a guy who's a lot smarter than all of us put together, astrophysicist Stephen Hawking, says he believes there is life on other planets, but he believes that life is most likely primitive because intelligent life is extremely rare. Quoting him, some say it has yet to happen here.
There is life. There is life on other planets.
Now, are they sure they were quoting Stephen Hawking, or could it have been Roger Ebert?
It could have been either.
That's sounded a horrible thing to say.
It is.
He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
And that brings us to Kansas, where machine guns become legal starting July 1st. What could possibly go wrong? This should be the best 4th of July ever.
Yeehaw!
The bill making machine guns legal was signed by Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius Monday, even though she's been predominantly anti-gun
in
her political career.
We don't just have to go mudding anymore. We can shoot machine guns on the weekends.
Women governors, whatever.
One Republican state senator says the governor's decision might simply be a matter of choosing her battles. Machine guns apparently not important enough to fight over.
Boys, women governors.
Oh, that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby.
Can be.
Women in power.
Power, right. Some credit has to go to Kansas lawmakers, though. The bill legalizing machine guns in the Sunflower State passed both legislative chambers by a 2/3 margin.
Hey, gun joke.
They said it was necessary so it'd be legal for police departments to purchase machine guns. Besides, they're great for shooting squirrels.
You're against machine guns in Kansas, aren't you?
Yes, and here for that matter.
I'm actually for it. You want to know why?
Yeah, why?
Argument Wednesday.
Let's try to have them here next week.
Yes. As soon as the machine guns are legalized, it's going to make it a lot easier to get Aline booked on the show.
Didn't you shoot a machine gun one time? Didn't you go to the NRA
I've
place?
I've never shot a machine gun. Brad has. My buddy Brad, I think, might know someone who has one.
I don't think, well, I know an engineer that used to have one.
Oh, really?
He had a machine gun.
Winner.
I know you're kind of anti-gun. You wouldn't have one in your house, nor would I. I probably wouldn't purchase
it. For myself.
Would you go to a range and shoot one for fun?
You know, I would like to try it. And this might surprise a lot of people. I'm actually a supporter of the Second Amendment.
Okay, hey, Beth Ann, in that case, I am too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though we kind of skew to the left on this broadcast.
Mm-hmm. I smell a field trip.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Oh, look who's here.
Field trip. Now, wait, what's she got here?
Guns. We want guns.
A single.
Oh, man. That's as connected as we are.
Decisions, decisions. I think you should.
But we won't know, definitely, till tomorrow.
Really?
At 10 a.m.
Here's Beth Ann McBride.
That's all he cared about.
That's all he cared about.
Should I keep it quiet? Well, I can say that we might have a ticket. A ticket to the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Does the person have to wear a tuxedo?
I would think so.
I think it's assumed. Well,
we all have them.
Would you go? What now? What's that look? What's that look? I thought I was saying something that was incredibly generous.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to be connected. I'm thinking of your connectability.
Maybe I do, but I was thinking I'd be really nice and say, "Well, see, Buzz and I have a little
nice
function.
All week.
Buzz and I, I'd like, you know what? I'd like to go if we had
two
dose.
Isn't it okay. Saturday?
Yeah, it's Saturday.
So that wouldn't affect your function.
No, but I mean, well, I have a function on Friday.
Right.
You know, we can't function the weekend away, Rob.
I never stop functioning.
It might not get crazy.
It might be important to be connected.
No, I'd like to go, but I'd like to go if we had two.
Okay.
And you know, maybe if we had one,
we should. What is like draw?
Where are you on this? How into it would you be? I mean,
if
you are the newsman.
If we had two tickets, I'd like to be one of them. If we have one, I really think you should go. You're the guy who wants to be and should be connected in this town.
If you were given the ticket, I mean, do you have interest if it was just you going? You don't, right?
I would. If you want me to go and there's just one ticket and you want me to use it, then
you'd be into it?
Sure,
I only want you to go if it's something that you'd like to do, if you think it would be fun.
Oh, of course it would be fun.
Okay.
I think it would be great.
All right, if we get one ticket, Buzz goes. If we get two, You know, we'll, you know what? If we get two, we'll flip a coin for it. Because we both like to go if that's the case.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, as a matter of fact, you know, I think, Buzz, if there's one or if there's two, Buzz should go.
You won't be at the same table, likely.
That's okay. We can sneak into the back. You know, he's always ducking out for one of those breaks that he takes.
Okay. Wink, wink.
All right, that's a good idea. So we'll keep you posted on the correspondence dinner.
If you get six tickets, Beth-Ann, do you own a tuxedo?
Yeah, she's got one of those little Ellen DeGeneres man tuxes.
Nice.
Man tux.
Now back to the final buzz of the day.
Now, some would argue that a real winner of yesterday's Democratic primary in Pennsylvania is John McCain. It's 2 weeks till the next primary, and Hillary's still in the race. The two Democrats
Senator.
Chipping away at each other's and their own popularity, thereby hurting both candidates' chances against McCain.
I just like to say,
oh, Mr. McCain,
I could kick both your asses.
You said that earlier.
Thanks so much. It's all I came by to say. It was just that I could kick both of your asses.
Is that your car in the handicap spot?
You know, smart ass, you and I have a date. You've got a date with my right fish.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, you'd like to see that, smart ass.
So long, Pops.
Nice reach.
It also, this situation with Hillary winning big yesterday gives McCain more time to plot strategy and more political ammunition. Now, despite Hillary Clinton's solid win over Barack yesterday, Obama's still the front runner nationally in both delegates and the popular vote. But Hillary Clinton isn't ready to get out. In fact, get yourself a comfortable seat. This is going to go on for a while.
Well, I think it's a shame that Senator Obama will not agree to debates in Indiana and North Carolina. I've accepted any and all debates in both states because, you know, most people really want to see us. We've only had four debates between the two of us.
So you have that to look forward to. It might not be worth much.
I'm sorry. I was playing the Hillary laugh.
All right. That's her. And it might not be worth much if Obama is too battered from fighting Hillary to fight John McCain.
Battered.
Again, old white guy wins.
Which Hillary laugh do you prefer, Buzz? Do you like this one?
Uh-huh.
Or do you like this one? This one?
Uh-huh. Sexier.
Or this one? Sillier.
The sillier one makes me laugh.
Why? What do you like this one?
Now I'm really laughing.
No, I'm just having fun.
Exit polls from yesterday's primary also show that 9 out of 10 Americans believe we are in a recession.
Yeah.
And again, proving he's completely out of touch with the American people, President Bush on that same day said we are not in a recession.
Uh-huh. Argument Wednesday.
Quoting him, we are not in a recession. We're in a slowdown.
Bull.
The stupid economy was the voters' number one concern, followed by the fading from memory war in Iraq, followed by health care.
You know how you're in a recession. Huh. It's fine when they're talking about gas prices. That's all we hear about gas prices. But when they start talking about food and how insane food prices have become, that's when you know that we've got trouble, unless somebody wants to argue with you.
Argument Wednesday.
I've never spent less on food.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
That's Lying Thursday.
It's Rude Guy Thursday.
Oh, that's right, Rude
Lying
Guy Thursday.
Lying Friday.
Lying Friday.
Thank you.
Happy Hour Friday.
These higher gas prices have caused something to happen that hasn't happened in nearly 20 years. For the first time in nearly two decades, Americans have started cutting their gasoline consumption. It's only down about 0.2% so far this year, but that means the rising gas prices are finally approaching the consumer's breaking point.
You know, I think that this is not in any way an original idea. People have talked about this forever, but I've said it, and we've discussed it, you know, out in Cancer Corner when we're out there. If everybody really did just get together and have one day where you had filled up the day before and everybody topped off their tanks.
It wouldn't work.
Everybody did it. You could absolutely freak out the oil industry.
Yeah, but it wouldn't work because in the long run, you're still using the same amount of gas.
And they know we're coming back the next day.
They have a magnificent Tuesday.
Yeah, but I have heard that this would be an amazing, crippling blow to the oil industry because it would just, they have to have that kind of income stream coming in. And I just think it would be a good statement.
You get this from Joe?
If only they had some money to pad the pain.
It was one of Joe's conspiracy theories.
See, it just doesn't work.
Okay.
The drop in demand is expected to double this summer. AAA says people are, in fact, planning shorter trips. But even a little driving's too expensive for some folks. City bus ridership in Kansas City is up 9%.
I will be vacationing in Falls Church, Virginia this year.
Oh, it's great. Oh, we should get adjoining condos.
Oh, it's a lovely place. Great fishing.
I'll take you up to the Eden Center. It's almost like going to Japan.
Yeah, it's big game fishing in Falls Church, Virginia.
That's koi. Right. For koi.
President Bush says he's concerned about these high gas prices. That's why the Texas oil man is repeating his desire to drill for oil in a wildlife refuge in Alaska.
I got the speckled one, Rob. Speckled koi.
Now, I'm not sure I buy this next story, but I would be remiss if I skipped it. In New York State, the Queens County Young Democrats say all this man-made climate change.
I am a gay American.
They say it's driving up the price of beer, this climate change.
What?
Okay, yep, explain.
Please explain. I told you, I'm skeptical, but let's go ahead with this.
All right.
They say, the Queens County Young Democrats say, that the altered climate makes it more difficult to grow crops like barley and hops, which are used for making beer. The decreased supply of these ingredients drives up their prices, thereby driving up the price of beer.
You don't buy it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They're pointing to the fact that beer prices have already gone up as much as 15% recently, but they fail to take into account that the higher oil prices make the beer more expensive to distribute.
I believe it. I think that everything is affected. Food prices, beer prices, gasoline prices, all goods and services. You're dealing with something that's affected by transportation and by fuel. It's affecting everything.
Does global warming affect Bremen, Germany?
No, but it affects koi in ponds.
Oh, and Falls Church at the Eden Center?
This summer when we have our vacation together and go for that big game fishing.
I'm going to buy you a new fishing hat. You're going to look like Henry Blake from MASH.
I can't wait. Man, the sport fishing capital of the world, Falls Church, Virginia.
The Eden Center.
Well, these young Democrats are worried that climate change will make everything worse, eventually driving up the price of beer by 200%.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
No!
I'll switch to wine.
And having
you wuss.
how President Bush even ruins TV shows when we continue.
Thank you very much, Buzz. I want to give you a little bit of a programming note here.
Yeah, you leaving?
We are. No, I'm not leaving early tonight. I promise.
No, that's on early departure Tuesday.
I completely forgot what it was. Oh yes, David Archuleta will not be able to go to his prom.
That's true.
That's not our programming note.
But that is true.
But it is true, and I forgot it. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.